Oh, the gossip mill.
Comes to gossip.
I swear you're the biggest gossips in town.
Well, now you're making it sound like gossip.
I should have repeat gossip. Why should you stop now?
You don't think right now is the time for gossip?
Let's dish.
Travis Kelce is not revealing any proposal ideas, you know, for Taylor Swift at the Super Bowl. And I'm not surprised. That doesn't sound like anything he would do, but a reporter asked anyway.
Are the rumors true? Are you proposing to Taylor at halftime?
Yeah, he said, wouldn't you like to know? Proposing to Taylor at halftime? Can you imagine? Okay, I gotta take a deep breath. Hugh Jackman had to cancel his July 6th performance in London, and people are speculating it's because Wolverine is showing up in the next Avengers movie. What? Speaking of people who love Hugh Jackman, Blake Lively, not hiding at home, running from the paparazzi amidst her very public legal battles with her It Ends With Us co-star and director Justin Baldoni. Instead, she and Anna Kendrick are headed to South by Southwest in Austin with the sequel to A Simple Favor called Another Simple Favor.
Oh, you do not want to be friends with me. Trust me.
Stephanie, I need your help.
Are you okay?
I'm fine, but I do need just a simple favor. Can you come over?
Yeah, 5 days ago, Emily went missing.
Yeah, that movie was so creepy. Listen, you don't want to be friends with her? It'll be on Amazon Prime on May the 1st. I'll watch it. Denise Richards and her daughters have a new reality show. I can't even play you any of it. It's so inappropriate. And on the Smartless podcast, Ariana Grande addressed ongoing questions about her voice.
If I have a long day of press or if I have to sing, I'll place it a little higher. So I'll change my vocal placement to kind of preserve. But that is just kind of something that's healthy for the voice. All of it is natural. And it's so funny because we've talked about it a zillion times and people are still like, where's your real voice? And I'm like, well, they all are. So it's just interesting.
Absolutely. Listen, I always talk about how this is my radio voice. No, it's not. This is my radio voice. I'm just up and down all over the place. So leave her alone. Billie Eilish sent an awesome care package to a young fan who lost her Billie Eilish tour shirt in the LA wildfires. And the trailer has been released for Hurry Up Tomorrow about a musician struggling with insomnia. It stars The Weeknd and Jenna Ortega.
You know, this is all really intense, but I'm not trying to hurt you. I'm really sorry about this.
Yeah, it also has Barry Keoghan. And it premieres in theaters on May the 16th. Some quick takes. Tiger Woods' mother passed away. Ewan McGregor got a restraining order against a woman who was threatening his family. And Sandra Bullock is warning fans to beware of social media scams that involve her. And a dirt alert. Oh, this is not a good one. And when I say good, I mean like this is bad. Michael Jordan's son Marcus was arrested for DUI and coke possession after he got his car stuck on train tracks in the Orlando area, and during his arrest, he made sure to mention who his father was. Yeah, nobody needs that. Like grandpa, like son. Anyway, all right. Kardashian alert. So, Adrian Brody on The Tonight Show recounted a humorous mix-up explaining how Kim Kardashian mistakenly tagged him instead of Adam Brody about a Netflix series. And it kind of went a little awry.
She blew up my internet.
Like, yeah.
My Instagram just went crazy.
You did.
It's funny. After this, a few people, it's more often than I've had.
Yeah. So is it me or is Adrian Brody like attractive in an unattractive kind of way? I'm not trying to be mean or anything. It's just, you know, he's not my type. So that's it. That's the Daily Dust. And it's brought to you by Hefner Furniture and Appliance, Morning Go, and B104.3. What? I'm sorry. I'm just going to issue a blanket apology like all the other stars. As if I'm a star.